I've had that happen. I could tell you some stories. But I'll tell you what we live by, and we're called to live by faith. And these signs follow those that
believe.
Doesn't say those that are gifted with the gift of healing. These signs follow those that
believe.
My pursuit is believing Him. Believe means fully convinced. We're afraid to appear arrogant. We're afraid to appear presumptuous. How can I be presumptuous when it's not my idea? I'm only doing what He told me to do. I'm only saying what He told me to say. And we fight each other over this stuff. You understand? Yeah. I've seen people step out in faith in the church coming concerned that they're over the edge, out of balance. All that stuff. I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of stuff like that. I'm like, God, help us. You know, you teach me all this stuff when I'm in Sunday school and you flip me out with all these Bible stories. And then when I'm old enough to believe it, you tell me, hey, look, you know, you gotta use wisdom, brother. I thought I was. Serious? Because we lose our innocence. Life touches us. But when we're kids, we're like, whoa, wow. Run home, mommy, can you believe it? Moses stuck out his stick and the whole sea split. God saved him from the enemy. When there was no way, He made a way. And you're an adult and you want to stand in that place. And the sea's there and Pharaoh's right behind you and there's no way out. We're coming up with options. Hey, look, you're probably not in the best place. You could probably do this and that. You need to use wisdom, brother. Maybe there's a wonder if God doesn't. I mean, what am I doing? There's a way that seems right to a man. I've had people try to talk me out of faith, not even realizing they were doing it. They were doing it because they cared about it.